This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri's two major political parties are expected to wield more clout now that candidates once again are restricted by campaign donation limits. That's because voters passed Amendment 2 last month. But party leaders tell St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis that the new law may have unintended consequences.
Missouri's candidates for statewide and legislative offices can no longer accept individual donations larger than $2,600 per election. That means the donors who used to give $1 million or more to individual candidates will have to find other routes to direct their money. On the surface, the state Republican and Democratic parties are expected to collect much of that extra cash. The parties can collect donations of up to $25,000 per person per election. Todd Graves is the new state GOP chairman.
One of the realities is the party is going to have to be more robust and perhaps perform some of the functions that the candidates have taken on in the last few years.
But Stephen Weber, Missouri's new Democratic Party chairman, notes that outside political groups will still be able to collect unlimited donations.
There's some pretty glaring loopholes that threaten its ability to really get money out of politics.
As a result, some political activists predict that the new limits will simply make it harder for the press and the public to track where donors park their money. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.